Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. And we pray that everybody had a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend. We welcome all of our first-time visitors. Amen. And we want to encourage you that you have come to the right place at the right time. So we ask that you would please have a seat at the breakfast table as breakfast is about to be served. We consider this the breakfast for champions, because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. We want to bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. This morning, amen. We just want to sort of recap, amen, the message that we brought on yesterday, amen, through our Sunday services, amen. And we looked in the book of Hosea, amen. And just want to look this morning, amen, and encourage our hearts as we begin our week. Amen, to see what the Lord wants to say to us. Amen. So we ask the Lord to anoint our ears to hear and our eyes to see and our spirits to receive. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. In the book of Hosea, beloved, amen, in chapter number one, amen. And matter of fact, we want to look here in the second verse. Amen. The second verse, Hosea. Mm-hmm. And it says here that the Lord, when the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, go marry a promiscuous woman, and have children with her, for like an adulterous wife, this land is guilty of unfaithfulness to the Lord. So he married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Amen and amen. Oh, glory be to God. We just want to start this morning, amen, just amen, reflecting on the love of Jesus, amen, reflecting on the love of Jesus. Beloved, we see, amen, in our scripture on today, amen, that God actually, amen, instructed, amen, one of his servants, amen, to marry a prostitute, to marry a promiscuous woman. Sometimes, beloved, amen, holly, this is why we have to allow God to be God. We say that God won't do certain things, but God will do anything, especially when it comes to prove a point. And the Lord chose Hosea, amen, because Hosea's role was to show how the people of God had been unfaithful to God. And the Lord was their husband. The Lord was their provider. The scripture tells us that the Lord, he is our husband. He is our maker. We can read that in Isaiah 54:5. It says, for your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And the Holy One of Israel is your redeemer, the God of the whole earth. He is called. So the Lord is our husband. And he's talking to the men too, by the way. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, they had been unfaithful to God, and God was their husband, the same way as when a woman decides to run around and cheat on her husband, or vice versa. The man might decide that he want to run and cheat on his wife. When two people are married and they cheat and they engage in sexual affairs, beloved, and it's not with the person that they're in holy matrimony with, they are an adulterer. They are committing adultery. Well, so it is in the spiritual. When we make other gods first, amen, when God is not first and we, you know, we want to have idols, and we're chasing after everything and worshiping everything and giving everything and everybody else honor except the big G. And God is a jealous God. He said, have no other gods before me. And so what happens when we do this, beloved, we are committing spiritual adultery. And this is what has happened in that time, and it's still happening today. And so for God to bring the message across, amen, he told Hosea, he said, go and marry a promiscuous woman the same way the Lord had been married to a promiscuous society. Spiritually, because they had turned their back, they was dating the devil. They was going out on dates with the devil. They was eating with the devil. They was going to bed with the devil. But they want to say that God is their God. They want to serve God at their own convenience. And so this was the instruction that God gave unto Hosea, beloved. The people of God had broken their covenant with God. They had sinned against God. As an adulterous woman sins against her husband, they broke the covenant. If a man goes to bed with another woman, ring on his finger, no ring on his finger, he broke the covenant with his wife. This is why divorce is illegal. I mean, adultery is a legal ground for divorce. You don't have to get divorced if you can work it through, but that is a legal ground for divorce. Matter of fact, it's only a couple legal grounds for divorce. And that is one of them. Why? Because the covenant was broken. But God didn't want to divorce his people, beloved. And judgment was surely to come for them who was given disregard to God and disregard, amen, to the fellow humans. Judgment was coming because God has to judge sin. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So because of God's mercy, because of God's love, because of God's care, the same way if a husband is divorcing the wife don't want to be divorced, she said, look, I ain't signing no papers, you know what I mean? I want you to stay with me. I ain't going nowhere. I'm asking you to stay. You know, she's really trying to make the marriage work, and it could work the other way around, too. The husband don't want to lose his wife. He said, baby, look. Please, let's work this out. This is what God's position was with the children of Israel. He didn't want to build a divorcement. See, God wanted to, amen, remain, amen, the husband and the provider for his people. And so God told Hosea, amen, to marry, amen, a prostitute. But let me say this. Spiritual adultery and physical adultery are alike in many ways, but both of them are very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. And God was disappointed with his people because they had committed spiritual adultery against him. The same way Hosea's wife was named Gomer, she committed physical adultery against Hosea. And there's several reasons that adultery is dangerous. I encourage you to do a little research and see what the Lord has to say about adultery, beloved. But when we break God's law and full awareness of what we're doing, then at that time is when our hearts become hardened to sin. And this is when our relationship with God is broken. When his law don't even mean nothing to you no more. You don't even care. You know, it's like when the husband is getting all sweet and getting all dressed up and don't even care that the wife know he going out and know that he might not be back no time soon. When the wife don't even care that the husband knows she running around. She in the house getting all perfume, douching, amen, putting her makeup on. She don't even care that her husband know. That's what happens with us between God spiritually, beloved, when our hearts are hard. We don't even care. We're going to get away whatever we can get away with. And the diverting of our affection is the first step and the blinding process that leads into sin. Beloved, the process is dangerous because you don't always realize sometimes it's even happening until it's happened. Some people found themselves in an adulterous affair. They didn't, you know, they didn't intend to end into adultery, but that was just the consequences of them turning away from God. When you turn away from God, you're going to be in some type of sin. You best believe that or not, because the fallen nature takes over. And your fallen nature only leads you in one direction. That's hell. Glory be to God. And so my point today, beloved, amen, as we look on the book of Hosea, is, and it's really it's the only point I want to bring out today. Hosea may not have wanted to do this thing. Now think about it. What man wants to marry a whore? What man wants to marry somebody that's turning tricks to all their friends and everybody up in the block? What man? Let me tell you something. So a lot of these men out here are playing. If they want to play, let them play. But that don't mean they got to play you. If you like somebody, but let me talk to the sisters for a minute. You like somebody, but they want to play, then let them play. But don't let them play you. Just step back and let them play. Don't play yourself. But so now here, when a man, and I talk to men, I talk to Muslim men, unsaved men. When men get ready to settle down, guess the first place they going? They going to church to find themselves a woman. Because they know the women in church are holy. They've been keeping themselves, the majority of them. And we know who we are. They know their chances are greater. See, if they go, amen, to the church, amen, to find a woman. So preferably a virgin. Huh? But don't no man want to marry no whore. But here God himself was instructing his man of God to marry one. So that God can prove, amen, the point of his love. That anytime a man marries a promiscuous woman, then he loves that woman. And vice versa. My point today, beloved, in us looking in the book at the man Hosea, is that he was obedient. That's my point. He was obedient in a tough place. He was obedient. Beloved, amen. What do you do when God is telling you to do something that you don't want to do? What are you doing, beloved, when God is asking you for extraordinary obedience? How do you respond? Knowing that God knows the future, that God puts everything together, that God, amen, all things work together for good. How do you respond? See, beloved, the devil is not in every work. The devil is not in every work. God has a reason, a rhyme, and a purpose for everything that he does, especially when we know it's God speaking. The point that we want to, and the Lord don't, and as you go on some more, you can read the whole chapter of Hosea. It's not a very, very long book, glory be to God. But we want to bring out a point today that there is sometimes pain in obedience. That our obedience to God is going to cost you something. We always say the gospel is free, amen, but the kingdom is going to cost you something. For us to say yes to the Lord, even when we don't understand what God is doing, why in the world would God lead me to do this? When we trust the process, when we cannot trace the process. You see, beloved, amen, sometimes, amen, in our obedience to God, our obedience may benefit those you serve and not serve and not benefit you personally. Like the gifts that God gives us is for the body of Christ. Pain in obedience. Pain in obedience. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. Our walk is sometimes a painful walk. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. It tells us, amen, for our light affliction, amen, which endures but for a moment, working for us a more exceedingly weight of glory. A lot of times people think, well, if it ain't joyful, it ain't God. No, not necessarily. But God is going to bring out some joyful, amen, results. You best believe the results are going to be joyful. And you know, another thing we look at, let me tell you how painful this was for Hosea. His wife had three children, and he didn't even know if they was his or not. So that's how loose she was. Not only did he accept these three children as his own, amen, he named them. Beloved, I come to tell you, God does the same thing for us. God, we have consequences for our sin. Amen. We bring about results of our sin. But I'm telling you, when we confess our sins to the Lord, when we turn back to God, he forgives us, he cleanses us, and God adopts the situation that we produced in sin and turn that thing around for good. What the Lord wanted to show the children of Israel was that he loved them in spite of their choices. He loved them in spite of their sexual preferences. He loved them in spite of their failures, their faults. Yes, glory be to God. What they did was low down, dirty, and nasty. Yeah, you was low down, dirty, and nasty, but when you turn to me, I will forgive you. If my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn, if when you turn from your ways, when if any man confess their sins, I am faithful and just to forgive them and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. God says, amen, I am a forgiving God. I am forgiving God. So, beloved, that includes everybody. That includes every person born on planet Earth. And we see here, I'm telling you, some of you may not even know this chapter is in the Bible. Go to Hosea. Look in the Old Testament after the book of Daniel. Go to Hosea and read it. And you'll see that Gomer was a girl with a reputation. She was a working prostitute. She was a high risk for a lasting relationship. She developed a persistent, promiscuous lifestyle, resistant even to the responsibilities of motherhood. She committed adultery, and check this out, she willingly entered into sexual slavery. That girl was hooked on sex, and she didn't care who she got it from. But her husband knew that. The Lord told him. See, we don't know if she was involved living like this before the marriage or after the marriage, but Hosea had got fair warning. But you know what? But he was not unfaithful to her. That's the beautiful part, beloved. Hallelujah. That's the beautiful part. When she got married, most of us have changed our names. You know, my name is now this, my name is now that. Her name just changed to a promiscuity to adultery. That's the only label that changed for her, beloved. Glory be to God. Her husband gave sacrificial faithfulness to her. He did not dilute his love. He loved her the same, even in her whoreful and promiscuous ways. And beloved, this is why the scripture tells us in 2 Timothy 2:13, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. He remained faithful. Beloved, what would you do when God asks you to do something that you might not want to do? Something that you might necessarily not agree with. Gomer was just a sinner who was offered overwhelming grace. Beloved, I come to tell you that our God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. The same God yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. God is committed to loving us even though he knows our waywardness and our bend towards sin. He still loves us the same way Hosea loved Gomer. God still loves us even in our unfaithfulness, spiritual adultery, still in bed with the devil. God loving you while you're in the bed with the devil. Oh, he loves you. He don't love the sin. And if you don't change, he's going to judge the sin too. See? But he still loves you. And so we want to thank God, hallelujah, for Hosea. Amen. We want to thank God for his obedience to God, even in spite of. Amen. We want to thank God for him showing him how much he loved the children of Israel and how much he loves you and me today. Beloved, God loves us so much, he'll put obstacles in our path to turn us around. Yes, he will. That's why the Bible says the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. If the obstacle is there, the devil didn't put it there. Stop trying to bind the devil. The devil didn't put it there. God put it there. Why did God put it there? He's trying to turn you back around to him. He's trying to get your attention. He wants you to know how much he loves you. He wants you to have eternity with him. He wants you to enter into fellowship with him. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. There might be something right now, beloved, you're trying to get over, something you're trying to get around. See? But the Lord is using these barriers, amen, to draw you closer to him because that's where he wants you to be. The Lord is saying, I will never leave you and I'll never let you go. I will never leave you and I will never let you go. Thank God for Brother Hosea, who exemplified real love. That's real love. Anytime you love a person in spite of what they do, that's real love. Anytime your wife comes home, amen, dirty, probably had to come home and take a shower, smelling like sweat and whatever else, rolling in the hay, you going to let your wife take a shower and come to bed with you? Oh, that's real love. That's real love. And that's the type of love that God has towards you and me. And he's asking us to respond to that love today. Will you respond? The songwriter sings a song. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, we ask that you would help us to judge ourselves. Father God, if we have do not have you first in our lives. You told us to love you first, to love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, strength, and might. You told us to seek first your kingdom and all of your righteousness. And Father God, if anybody else is first in our lives, including ourselves, if we have made other idols and other gods with a small g of Father God, and we are committing spiritual adultery with you, Father God, we want to say thank you for your patience. Thank you that you didn't cut us down, Father God, in the act. But, Father God, we have heard of many stories of men and women who have caught their spouses in adultery, and they killed them on the spot. And when they went to court, they got off scot-free. They called it temporary insanity. Or the lawyers came up with something. Men and women that caught their spouses in bed with other people and all type of stuff and killed the other person and might have killed both of them. And when they went to court, they got off scot-free. That's how serious adultery is. Father God, you caught us red-handed in bed with the devil, committing spiritual adultery with you. And you did not strike us down. You did not kill us. You did not abandon us. But Father, with loving kindness and outstretched arms, plead with us to come on home. Come on home. And the good news is when we come home, we don't even have to wash ourselves. You said, I'll bathe you. Oh, my God. You said, I'll bathe you with the blood of Jesus. The same way those old mothers used to, the husbands would come home drunk and committing adultery and everything else, and then mothers would meet their husbands at the door and bathe their husbands in the bathtub. Oh, God, we don't see that type of sacrifice no more. But Father God, not unless we're looking at you. You said, I'll bathe you. I'll make you whole. Will you come and be faithful to me? Enter into a faithful relationship. God, we say yes. We say yes to your will, yes to your way. Forgive us for where we have sinned against you. Forgive us for where we have failed you. Forgive us for where we have come short of your glory. Forgive us for committing spiritual adultery. And forgive us for committing physical adultery. Forgive us for being cheaters. Forgive us, Father. And you don't have to pay nobody to surveil us, Father God, because your eyes are everywhere we go. You already know we cheaters. But we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for sparing our lives and giving us another opportunity and another day to turn to you. So we come home. As the prodigal son returned home, Father God, we return home. And we thank you with outstretched arms that you are there to receive us. And we say thank you that you never left us. We left you. You didn't leave us. Because you are faithful. You are faithful. Teach us to be faithful, Father. For you said a faithful person shall abound with blessings. And the blessings of the Lord maketh rich. And you add no sorrow to it. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. And we glorify you. For we ask this in all things in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Woo, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for his love. That's a true love story there, beloved. That's a true love story. If you want to know how deep the love of the Lord is toward us, how wide, how deep, how high, how thick the love of God is toward us, read the chapter of Hosea. And that'll let you know. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. Today, amen, we will be at the altar prayer praying today at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. And we ask that you would come, call in on our power line. Amen. At the top of the hour. And we will pray with you and we will pray for you. Amen. If you have a prayer request. Amen. We bless the Lord. This week, amen, is our praise party week. Praise party Friday night is our praise party week. Wednesday night Bible study at 8 o'clock. We invite you to come and join us. Amen. And also at the morning altar, we're on the social media platforms. Not all of them yet, but we're on our way to getting to all of them simultaneously at 5 a.m. in the morning. Amen. At our morning platform. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. We want to pray that everybody have a lovely day today. Father God, bless us going in and coming out. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father God, we ask that you would bless them, the ministry partners, the warriors, as they come and embrace the 12 o'clock altar and back tonight at 9 o'clock. Father God, that you will anoint them, that you will protect them, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would bless them for their faithfulness, Father God, to serve your people, to serve in your kingdom. We cancel every satanic agenda, plot, plan, and scheme and ploy against their lives, Father, to decree and declare it cannot and it will not come to pass. It cannot and it will not prosper. It cannot and it will not take root. We want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for their contributions and to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Thank you for their contributions into your kingdom. Thank you for the souls that are being won, Father God, those who are being strengthened. Thank you for the testimonies coming forth in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Father God, for all the prayer requests that you have already heard and that are now healed, Father. And then the saved, the unsaved that are now saved, Father God. Thank you for your divine covering, Father, in the name of Jesus. The things you have protected us from that we didn't even have a clue that we was being protected from, Father. That's why you told us to give thanks in all things to give you praise. You've done so much for us we don't even know about and won't know until we get to heaven. Maybe, maybe not, because it won't be no bad news talked about in heaven. The only bad news, Father God, we might talk about, and we shouldn't be talking about too much of that, will be down here on earth. When we get to heaven, there won't be no tears. There won't be no crying. There won't be no bad news. CNN won't be there. ABC won't be there. CBS won't be there. Father God, KYW won't be there. Just won't be there, Father. We just won't have no bad news. Father God, hallelujah. We don't know how you're going to do it. We don't know how you do it. We won't remember, Father God, those, but then we will remember those who have gone to heaven before us when we see our parents, when we see our loved ones. We don't know how you did it, but we just want to say thank you that it's done. And we just want to bless you, Father. We look forward to the day, Father God, when we can see you eyeball to eyeball, face to face, and hear you say, welcome, welcome, welcome in to my kingdom. Father God, we get a chance, amen, to see the streets of gold and see our mansions. And, oh, God, the sun is always shining because the S-O-N is the S-U-N. Father God, we say thank you. No darkness, Father God, and eternity with you. Father God, that's worth living for and dying for. But, Father God, until you come, we're going to occupy until you come. Father God, help us to be faithful to you like you're faithful to us. Help us to sell all the way out. Help us to say yes. Father God, help us to live a life that's pleasing to you, the will of God for the glory of God. So we say thank you, Father. We say thank you for encouraging the hearts, the broken hearts, the grieving hearts. Father God, the lonely hearts, let them know that they're not alone. Let them know that they're not alone. Hallelujah. And Jesus will fix it, and Jesus will work it out. Thank you. You are the answer. You are the answer. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen, 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 and amen. Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a marvelous day, magnificent day, powerhouse day. Amen. Meet you at the altar of prayer today. If not, we'll be back here tomorrow, Lord's willing, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And remember our lesson today, beloved. Amen. Will you be obedient to the Lord? Amen. Even in a hard place. Even when God gives you a hard set of instructions, will you tell God yes or will you tell God no? The answer is up to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And the consequences belong to God. I love you, love you, love you, Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
high.